Wonder Jam 2019 is this weekend, and one of the performers is Zach Williams.
I'm a survivor.
Zach Williams joins us right now. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing awesome, thanks. Is this going to be your first time to Canada, Zach?
It's my first time coming to Toronto. We played in Alberta last year, well, Cochrane actually, up in that area. So this will be the first time I've been in this part of Canada.
Oh, fantastic. We can't wait to have you here. We're playing so many of your songs. I've lost count of how many songs we're playing on Life
Oh,
now.
Nice.
And you're writing more, I'm sure.
I am. I actually got a new single coming out in July, so pretty excited about it.
Fantastic. Now, people might not know this, but Zach Williams went to prison. Now, before you judge him.
By choice.
By choice, yes, yes. That's important to note. So other artists have performed in prison. Why did you want to do it?
Well, six or seven years ago, when me and my wife got, when we gave our lives to the Lord, we got involved in this church in our hometown in Arkansas, and they had a prison ministry. And she signed up to go with some women one Sunday, and she came home excited about, you know, everything she experienced. And she said, I think this is something you would love to go do. And so at the time, I was kind of on the fence. I think a lot of it for myself, I just didn't feel like I was prepared to go in and do anything like that. I didn't know what I would just say to men or women in a prison. And she signed me up with a pastor at our church and told me I was going to go. And so I took a guitar and played some songs that I was writing, and me and her just shared our testimony with these women in this prison of what God has been doing in our lives. And I felt a very clear message from God that day, kind of telling me, like, this is what I want you to do with your music. These are the songs, the people, the places I want you to play them. And so for the last several years, it's really kind of become a passion of mine, prison ministry. I've had a chance to go into several prisons and play my music and share my story. And, you know, obviously I grew up in Arkansas. I grew up about an hour from where Johnny Cash was born. And, you know, he was one of the first ones to ever record a record in a prison. And I wanted to do something similar, but I wanted to do something that was, you know, more of the hope message and not kind of the rowdy, kind of get everybody stirred up. But I wanted to go in and tell these men, you know, what God had done in my life and give them a little bit of hope. And so over the summer, we had a chance to go in. I partnered with a prison ministry in Nashville called Men of Valor, and they were able to help us get into this prison and do a live recording. And it's probably been the highlight of my music career so far, to get to go in there that day and just see how that room changed when you share the gospel with a bunch of men who've never heard it. And so that was kind of the idea behind that. It's been a blessing to me. So
out of all the inmates that came to see you perform and hear your testimony, did anybody stand out to you?
Yeah, I met a guy that afternoon when we were done, and he came up and kind of got my attention. And you know, first thing he says is, "Hey, man, I don't belong here. I'm innocent." And you know, you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt. And I was kind of like, "Yeah, okay." You know, I'm sure everybody in here kind of has the same story. Yeah. But we got to talking, and you know, I grabbed some of the guys, and his name was Lynn. And I remember saying, "You know, if you're innocent, then why don't we just pray right now? And, you know, God gets you out of here." It was kind of that quick, and that kind of a prayer, just a pretty bold, you know. Innocent, then let there be evidence come forward. Well, about a month and a half later, we were getting ready to leave to play some shows in the fall, and I got a Facebook message from this guy. He had started his own Facebook page, and basically a few weeks after we had left that the prison, there was evidence that came forward. The state of Tennessee exonerated him from his charges, and he got out, and he left me a message, and basically it was like, "Hey, there's like 38 guys that want you to come back and pray for them." But I thought, you know, if it was just for that one guy that day, you know, I don't know where he's at now or what he's doing, but just to hear that story and to know that God heard that prayer, and maybe that was the whole reason we were there.
Wow.
It was worth it.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That's fantastic. Ah, pretty cool. So yeah, when you come to Canada,
cool,
at Wonder Jam, could you pray for all of us? And
I'm going to have a list.
I'll do my best, yeah.
Just preemptively, you know, in case we stray.
Yeah, for sure.
Zach Williams will be hitting the stage at Canada's Wonderland. Come and hear Survivor live. That would be awesome. Zach, can't wait to see you on stage, man. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have fun.